center. As, let's see here, Garrett Bracewell in the lineup for Logan Peters. So it's Thurs, Snyder, Bracewell, Ian Shuda, Drew Wolfel out there right now for the Red Raiders. 7:50 to go. Auburndale with a basketball and a 39-37 lead. Weinfurter trying to shake and bake loose. Top of the key jumper. Good look. He hits it. He has not had too many good looks here tonight. He's got 4 points. And the lead is 4. Here's Wolfel. Far corner. Shuda hemmed in there. He's in trouble. Dribbles out of it. Gets it to Landon Snyder. Top of the key Bracewell. Near side to Thurs. Thurs to Ian Shuda. Shuda works it near side Thurs. Wolfel posts up inside on Howie. Now takes a step back. Dribble goes baseline in. Knocked away. Got it to Snyder. He thought about popping a three. Instead, head fake in. Layup. Oh, that's blocked. But Wolfel gets it. Put back up. Good. And a foul. Oh, Drew Wolfel with the offensive glass. And let's see who the foul's against. It is Thomas Owie's 4th personal. So he will take a seat again. And it is Drew Wolfel to the free throw line after the putback. As he will try to cap a 3-point play and cut the lead to 1. He does. So, 8 points for Drew Wolfel here. 41-40 Auburndale, 7:07 to go in this regional championship game. And about everything you would expect between these two teams. Lundgren inside, hands it off. Blake Rabb shakes free for a minute. Now Einfitter, an open three. That's well short, and the Raiders get the rebound. Good box out there. Here's Thurs. He'll push it ahead. 6:40 to go. Raiders looking to take the lead. Shuda, far corner, steps around a defender. That's Gruby. Now he'll go baseline, going into the far corner. Wolfel, top of the key to Bracewell, lost the handle on it, gets it back, almost stepped over half court. And Bracewell, a little loose with the basketball, now gets free, spin move, down the lane he goes, up! Good, and a foul! Oh, Garrett Bracewell, tremendous body control. And Bracewell gives the Raiders the lead. It is Josh Lundgren with the foul, his 2nd, 16 foul. Boy, Bracewell went from out of control to back in, hanging in the air. Got a scoop shot to go. Free throw, rattles out, no good. And Wolfel almost got the rebound and tapped it back in. But it was kind of hesitant because the ball was still up on the rim. 42-41 Marathon with the lead, 6:10 to go. Blake Rabb around the screen, cuts top of the key, fires a three, hit it. Boy, we got some dynamic shooters in this game. A lob inside quickly, Wolfel up, left it short. He's hammered, but Thurs got the rebound. And a long-range three near side by Shuda is no good. 44-42, Auburndale with the lead. Back and forth we go. All right, top of the key now. Lundgren baseline, double-teamed in, squirts it free. Far corner, Rabb, another three. That's off the backboard, no good. And here's Marathon saving it back in. Good job by Bracewell not to travel and tipped it to Landon Snyder. All right, here for the Red Raiders, Drew Wolfel to True Thurs, Ian Shuda. Garrett Bracewell now. Raiders trail by 2. Bracewell baseline, nothing there. Snyder goes top of the key, now Wolfel. Inside to Thurs, inside out they go. Here's Wolfel, cuts around, gets some space on the baseline. Thurs, near side, near corner, Snyder, pull up three! Oh, couldn't get it to go. Landon Snyder just had it catch off the rim and roll off. So another empty possession here for the Raiders, 4:50 to go. 2-point lead for Marathon. I should say 2-point lead for Auburndale. Lundgren almost hoisted a three with Garrett Bracewell right in his grill, but opted not to. Here's Lundgren. We're going to get a whistle, and we'll get a timeout here taken by Auburndale. 4:34 to go. It's a Marathon Part City timeout here on 98.9 WX.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
All right, 4:34 to go. Auburndale with the basketball, 44-42. Stratford leading Hurley 59-30. So all signals pointing toward an all-Merriwood. Here's Drew off the inbound. True third, an alert hand, pokes it free and gets a turnover. So all signals pointing toward an all-Merriwood sectional semifinal. Snyder, Thurs, around far side. Shuda for three, got it. Ian Shuda, another three. His fifth of the game. Raiders back on top, 45-44. 4 minutes to go. 17 for Ian Shuda. Near corner, Weinfutter gives it up. Thurs in the air. Now Rab for three. Tries to answer, can't. Thurs pulls the rebound down. Raiders, 3:45 to go. Need a good possession here. Cody Radke, top of the key to True Thurs. Far corner, Snyder. Landon Snyder, D'd up by Peyton Weinfutter, so he'll back it off on the dribble. Reset from the far side, looks to drive, can't. Top of the key, near side, Shuda, another three, and no, but I think he's fouled. Yes, Ian Shuda took the three from the near side and got fouled. So Keegan Empey with his second. So it'll be Ian Shuda to shoot three for the Raiders. With 3.5 to go, first one's good. Ian Shuda, sophomore for the Red Raiders. Second one on the way, rattles out, no good. Went halfway down and rattled back up and came out. 46-44 is the marathon lead with 3.5 minutes to go. All right, here's third one on the way. That one is good, so 2 of 3. 19 points for Ian Shuda, and the Raiders have a three-point lead, 47-44. 3:25 to go. Regional championship game from Auburndale. Blake Rabb between the circles, looks to cut in, gets a step up, elevates, good, and a foul. And I think it's Landon Snyder on the foul, they're going to say. So Landon Snyder with his fourth, fifth team foul. .316 to go. So Landon Snyder is going to take a seat for a couple of minutes here as Blake Rabb will look to get this game back to level. And he does. So Blake Rabb gets to the hoop. And now Marathon in a tie game with the basketball. Drew Wolfel, 3:05 to go. True Thurs with it now, spinning top of the key, hands it off to Bracewell. Here's Wolfel trying to get inside, can't. Owie back in there with four fouls. Cody Radke looks inside. Around near side they go, corner. Now it's True Thurs back top of the key, Cody Radke. Raiders offensively, patiently, Bracewell with it to Thurs. Top of the key, wide open three. Radke is no good. Oh, Cody had a good look at it. Tie game, 2.5 minutes to go. Of course, Auburndale went to overtime with Colby last night. Rabb running the offense here, 2:20 to go. And top of the key, deep three. That is well short, and Raiders with an easy rebound. Back the other way for Marathon. Top of the key, Wolfel, far side. 2 minutes to go. Radke, spin move in, elevates, too strong. Cody Radke has had two dynamite looks at the bucket. That one from in tight, couldn't get it to go. Under 2 minutes to go, tied at 47. All right, so here is Peyton Weinfutter now with a minute 40 to go. Raiders, very comfortable in this position. They played 12 one-possession games down the stretch this season. As we talked with Coach in the pregame. Minute and a half to go. Rabb dribbling around traffic. Blake Rabb pulls it back. He'll reset now with Thurs D-ing him up. Trying to get a screen. Nothing there. Minute 20 to go. Now top of the key. This is Aiden Rabb who's checked in. Owie with it, and he's fouled. And I think Drew Wolfel will get his fourth. Owie. Yep. So fourth personal foul. Just the 16th foul against Marathon. Minute 17 to go, tied at 47. Actually, I take that back. They're going to say it's a shooting foul. So Owie to the free throw line, and he makes the first. He's got 5 points. But more importantly, Auburndale has the lead, 48-47. Possession arrow is with Auburndale. Owie's second free throw, nothing but net. 49-47, Auburndale with the lead with a minute 15 to go. Ian Shuda brings it up around a screen, hands it off to True Thurs. Drew Wolfel. Back top of the key, coming up on a minute to go. Raiders trail by two. Landon Snyder back in. We'll get a timeout here taken by Marathon. It's going to be a full timeout. With 59 seconds to go here. We'll take one as well here on 98.9 WX.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side. And let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
All right, 59 seconds to go. Marathon out of the Marathon Park City timeout with the basketball. Ian Shuda has the basketball for Marathon. He's got 19 here tonight. Far side, Logan Peters. Top of the key, Wolfel. 49-47, Auburndale with the lead. Landon Snyder sneaks through, lays it up and in. Landon Snyder with a layup. We're even at 49, 38 seconds to go. Let's see how Chad Weinfutter plays this. He will hit Weinfutter across half court, tied at 49. They went to overtime last night. Weinfutter hit a three with 3 seconds to go. Rabb pulls it back. Looks like Auburndale is going to hold for the final shot here. 16 seconds to go. Gives it off. Here's Weinfurter trying to get free. Landon Snyder gambling in there. Couldn't come away with it. 8 seconds to go. Rabb with it. Comes up near side. Lundgren, long range three. That is short. Owie gets the rebound. A putback rattles in good. A putback by Thomas Owie at the buzzer. And Auburndale beats Marathon 51-49. What a ball game. Unbelievable. Boy, Lundgren took the three off the rim. And Owie got the rebound and hit it from about 12 feet. And the Eagles will advance. What a ball game. Unbelievable. What a rebound. Thomas Owie in foul trouble all night. And the one seed will advance on a heartbreak of an ending for the Red Raiders. What a battle here tonight. 51-49 is your final. We'll come back to tell you about it on our postgame show coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number fourseasonsprint@gmail.com.
City. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back here in Auburndale, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO to finish here, as it is Auburndale beating Marathon 51-49. Thomas out about a 10-foot putback. Josh Lundgren took a three from behind the arc on the near side, happened right in front of me. Hit the rim short, came back out. Aoi battled between two Raiders to snare the rebound and had enough time to get a shot up off that bounced in. Hit the front of the rim and bounced in as time expired. 149 is your final score here tonight. So it is advancing. We assume to play Stratford. They had a sizable 25-point lead in the second half of that game. as they were taking on Hurley at Stratford. So fully anticipating that that's what it is. And also understand the Wausau West season has come to an end tonight. Eau Claire Memorial beats the Warriors 53-25 here tonight. And so the basketball and hockey seasons will come to an end here on the same day for us. But, boy, what a great game this was here. Marathon had a 23-21 lead at the half. Back and forth they went. Auburndale at one point had a 9-point lead in the second half. Drew Wolfel got a technical foul called on him, and that kind of swung the momentum for a bit, but the Raiders hammered right back, and back and forth they went, managed to tie Landon Snyder down with about 35 or 40 seconds to go, hit a layup to tie the game at 49. Auburndale held for the final shot, and Thomas Howie delivered on a putback bucket, buzzer beater for the win here to give the regional championship here to the Auburndale Eagles. All right, here's your final numbers for Auburndale. 11 of 22 from two-point range, 7 of 25 from three-point range. It's 18 of 47 shooting, 38.2%. They were 8 of 9 from the free throw line and committed just 6 turnovers here tonight. 20 for Josh Lundgren, 16 for Blake Rabb, 8 for Thomas Howie, 4 for Peyton Weinfurter, a bucket for 2 points for Keegan Empey, and a free throw for Jackson Gruby for 1 point as Auburndale improves to 23-3. On the season. For the Raiders of Marathon, 12 of 25 from two-point range, 7 of 26 from three-point range. It's 19 of 51, 37.2%. I have them just 3 of 8 from the free throw line. So if you look at the little things that come back, Raiders had some chances from the line, 3 of 8 there. They committed 8 turnovers here tonight. 19 for Ian Shuda, 8 for Drew Wolfel, 8 for Landon Snyder, 4 points for Garrett Bracewell, 4 for Cody Radke, and 2 points each here for Chu Thurs, for River Stanicky, and for Logan Peters, as the Red Raiders season will come to an end here with a record of 17-9. Auburndale will advance to play at Wausau West on Thursday, and again, I believe that Stratford game may be over by now, as I believe it is the Stratford Tigers beating Hurley. Yes, they do, 64-32. So all Merrowood sectional semifinal from Wausau West coming up on Thursday. Got to give a tip of the cap here to Wilson Marks, to River Stanicky, to Cody Radke, and to Blake Kraft, who as seniors play their final games here tonight. Of course, Coach Adam Jacobson, Phil Seibert, Claude Seibert, Chuck Wolfel, Alex Bloom, the whole group there. Congratulations to them. I tell you what, you look at the sophomores, and you got Chu Thurs, you got Drew Wolfel coming back here, and the always tough Merrowood South. A hard-fought win here tonight, but laid it all on the line here. But Auburndale with a put back at the buzzer to get the win. So that's going to do it. Put the wraps on our winter sports season. I know Chad Holmes has all of the grids out with the spring schedules coming up here with the weather breaks, and hopefully we'll be out on the baseball and softball diamonds coming up here. But the Red Raiders season here tonight comes to an end in the regional championship game at the hands of Auburndale, 51-49. What a ball game. Ian Shuda, 19 points. Let's see here. He was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 5 of 9 from three-point land from the Raiders here tonight to get the win. Or I should say to lead the Raiders in scoring. But unfortunately, they've come up a bit short. Congratulations to Auburndale here. They'll take on Stratford on Thursday. That's going to do it. Hope you'll be back with us in the spring here. It's been a blast, that is for sure. Congratulations to the Red Raiders and Coach Jacobson on a great season, which comes to an end at 17-9. I'm Tom Weaver. Thanks for listening. Wish we had better news. Auburndale beats Marathon to win the regional championship game in advance, 51-49. Thanks for listening to Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports has been brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Park City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. Thanks for joining us for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
Civic Media, we are local music. The Ryan McGrath Band there plays Something I Can Dance To. Some M'Shays before that with Bleed. M'Shays is going to be releasing a brand new record April 5th at the Crystal Corner Bar, and she'll be at the Ghost Light Lounge in Stoughton on May 1st. M'Shays is pretty awesome, and she's up for a bunch of mamas too, Rocker. I believe, I can't remember which awards, but a bunch of them.
She's awesome, and we've had her here in the studio.
I think live sound engineer is one of them, actually.
Right.
I might be wrong on that. I often am wrong, but memory serves.
Doesn't she do audio at Audio for the Arts?
She does.
Quite often?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How you doing, everybody? We got a big half hour coming up here. We got Emmy Castro in studio. We're going to do some live music, and looking forward to that. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online, too, at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also by the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. You can watch the tournament games there. You can go there for St. Patrick's Day. I know they're cooking up some corned beef and cabbage with some red potatoes, plus all the traditional St. Patrick's Day drinks. You get more information or just stop in and see them. North Stoughton Road, just north of East Washington Avenue in Madison, and online at lazyoaflounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Patty's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event, come see a band, or get hitched at the Loxley venue. Find the Loxley venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at loxleyvenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y venue.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Let's celebrate St. Patrick's Day weekend at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. March 15th through the 17th, get your fill of corned beef and cabbage with red potatoes, 350 shots of Jameson and Tully, dollar off pints of Guinness, and $3 pints of green Bud Light and Miller Lite. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison, and online at lazyoaflounge.com. Happy St. Patrick's Day from the Lazy Oaf Lounge.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin, across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'd love to hear from you. Grab the app. That's the best way to do it. The Civic Media app. Grab the app at your favorite app store by searching for Civic Media. Or just go to civicmedia.us, and while you're there, check out the podcast for Max Inc. Radio Rocker.
Jimmy, born and raised in the heart of Peru, Emmy Castro's artistic journey began with a powerful voice. In a rich cultural tapestry, she found her calling in the captive world of Peruvian Creole music. And now, Emmy has recently moved to Madison, Wisconsin, and formed a band to perform the wonderful music of Peru. And here to tell us about her journey and the new band is Emmy Castro, Sebastian Roman on sax, and guitarist Richard Hillner. Emmy Castro and band, bienvenidos.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very
much.
Nice to meet you. I'm Emmy Castro. I'm a singer. I'm from Peru. I have been making music since I was very young, specifically música criolla.
Now, that's very interesting. Now, you seem like a Creole star in Peru.
In Peru.
Right?
Yeah.
What made you move to Madison?
Voy a hablar en Spanish. Yeah, I'll
translate. Okay.
Cuando llegué, bueno, estoy en Madison hace 8 meses.
Uh-huh. ¿Y también por qué llegaste acá a Madison?
Y llegué aquí a través de un tour realizado.
So I've been here for 8 months and I came to Madison, United States on tour.
Y bueno, decidí traer mi cultura a este país tan grande, buscando una oportunidad de seguir impulsando la música peruana.
I really was on a mission to bring my culture and music to this country in order to spread it here.
Para poder compartir con todos ustedes y abrirles las puertas de Perú, para que conozcan un poco más de Perú.
So, and just open the doors so to share with you, so that you could just know at least something about Peru.
That is awesome. I'm ready to learn. But I want to know, why Madison?
¿Quieres saber por qué Madison?
My husband is Madison. La vida me trajo aquí. Así es la vida.
So life kind of brought me here. My husband is from Madison.
Me toca trabajar aquí.
But now I'm working here.
Wow. Yeah.
May I ask, what is your opinion of Madison so far? Has the city been welcoming to you? And have you had a chance to check out any of the music around Madison?
Yeah. A pesar del frío, yo estoy muy feliz de estar acá. Me estoy acostumbrando a muchas cosas, pero estoy muy feliz. Hay mucha gente que estoy conociendo, muchas personas que están apoyándome. Y realmente esas personas están abrazando mi proyecto.
So, in spite of the cold, I have found a lot of love here and a lot of people who have supported me and this music and my project.
Wow, that is just amazing. Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Emmy Castro, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called Negra Presuntuosa.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And tell us a little bit about this song before you play.
Hable un poquito de la canción.
Esta canción le pertenece a Andrés Soto. Es un compositor afroperuano y trata sobre un amor que no se pudo dar y que estuvieron en un tiempo de coqueteo, pero al final terminó siendo una mujer libre.
So this song was written by the Afro-Peruvian composer Andrés Soto. Is about a relationship that started off in, you know, the flirting and the initial stages, but never was realized.
All right. Well, why don't you guys sit down and get ready to play, and we're going to hear some Emmy Castro here in the lair on MagSync Radio.
And Rocker, I want to be all smoothie here. I'm just going to ask you a quick question. The board, you're good to go there?
We're good to go, Jim.
All right. Awesome. So live in the lair, many here on MagSync. Feel free to call or text your questions for Emmy, 844-967-2789. You can do that through the Civic Media app. Live in the lair is Emmy Castro on Max Inc. Radio. Thank you.
perdido. Entre tu casa y mi casa será el calor que no abraza. No es de gozo, no es de ira, como tampoco es mentira que algo de ti se ha escondido entre tu calle y mi alma. Será tal vez la esperanza de un cariño adormecido. Yo sabré. Yo sabré entregarte mi cariño. Negra, negra que te quiero, negra presuntuosa mira, que me estoy muriendo, dame vida de tu boca gota, que me está pisando los talones de la
Castro live in the lair, mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789. Call or text us through the Civic Media app. Let's learn about the band here. Can you introduce the whole band to us and how they came, how you met everybody?
Bueno, ¿cómo conociste a la banda y presentar la banda?
Bueno, mi banda, somos la gran mayoría peruanos. En el bajo nos acompaña Nick Morán, en la primera guitarra el maestro Richie Hittner, en el saxo Sebastián Román, en el cajón Paddy Cassidy.
So that was on bass Nick Moran.
Ioannis.
Duran.
And then also on congas, we have Yorbanis Duran. On cajon, Patty Cassidy. Myself, I'm Richard Hildner Makanki on guitar. And most of us are of Peruvian origin.
Okay.
Yes. And tonight we have just Sebastian, Richard, and Emmy here.
Yeah.
The whole band isn't here, Jimmy.
Oh, there's more.
That's the thing, is that this is just kind of a little three-piece of their band. What is the cultural significance of Peruvian music? I mean, you know, where does it come from? Besides Peru, what's its structure?
La música criolla peruana tiene varias raíces, tanto española como cubana, pero todo nace de África, de los sonidos africanos traídos a Perú. Y ahí hemos empezado a trascender y a experimentar con distintos instrumentos, por ejemplo, el cajón peruano, quijada y la cajita, que son parte de la percusión sonórica de nuestro país.
So the Peruvian music has many different influences, from the indigenous influence of the indigenous people of Peru, Spanish influence, but also very heavily the African influence of people who were forcibly brought from Africa to Peru. And the sound of Peruvian music of Afro-Peruvian music is especially characterized by the cajon, the instrument, the cajon.
Yeah.
This is the Peruvian cajon, which is originally from Peru, but then it has spread to other countries like Spain, and then people have started using it as a percussion instrument all over the world.
Yeah, here in the United States now quite a bit.
It's a beautiful instrument, too. I love cajons. We've seen a few musicians come in here to Lair play the cajon, and it's just a beautiful instrument. Why is it called Creole music? Maybe I'm not phrasing that correctly.
Creole, I mean, to me, I always thought Creole was like a New Orleans kind of thing.
All right.
Give us the skinny.
It's a similar concept. I think the idea of Creole is a mix. It means in New Orleans, it's also a mix of different cultures. In Creole New Orleans music, you have the French with the African and with the indigenous. And the very similar concept happens in Peru. Mm. But it's more the mix of not so much French cultures, but more Spanish cultures, but then also other European cultures like German and other European Italians that arrived to Peru.
Obviously, here in the United States, I guess other places like Mardi Gras just happened, Fat Tuesday. I know like Brazil has like Carnival. Does Peru have something like that this time of year? Because this is kind of a special time of year, correct?
Yes. Peru tiene Carnaval tanto en la parte norte, en la costa, y en la selva. Costa, sierra y selva, perdón. En la parte sierra están los carnavales de Cajamarca, los carnavales de Ayacucho, etcétera. En la parte de la selva también existen carnavales en Ucayali, en distintas ciudades de la parte de la selva, y en la costa, que es el norte de donde yo vengo, también hay carnavales. Esto se celebra con ciertos trajes típicos donde genera que la persona que visita estos carnavales tenga una efusividad al celebrarlos y comparta mucho esta cultura. Se llevan una gran experiencia de Perú después de estos carnavales, que son más o menos en enero y febrero.
So Carnival is very big in Peru and every region of Peru. In Peru you have the three main regions, which is the coast, the mountains, the Andes, and the jungle. And each region celebrates in a different way, and they have very typical costumes and traditions, which with the spread, and just like Mardi Gras and Carnival in Brazil, it's a lot of celebration and a lot of effusivity.
Wow. It sounds like fun.
Yes.
Is there anything here in Madison that kind of gave you the taste of what you might have in home, or, you know, or not necessarily here in Madison, but somewhere here in the Midwest for like the holidays here?
Hay algo acá que se parece un poco a Carnaval de Perú en Madison.
Oh, no conozco mucho, tengo 8 meses recién, pero vaya, he experimentado, he salido de noche por las calles, he visitado varios lugares donde realmente se siente muy familiar y es fácil de acostumbrarse a ese calor de las personas.
So I've only been here 8 months, so I haven't had a chance to really see all the sure. celebrations. But when I go out at night on the street and I can feel the love of the people and the celebrating. Just on a different note, tonight the Han Fabians are celebrating Carnival, Brazilian Carnival, yes. down at the Majestic.
Yes.
So that's a big carnival event that's happening tonight.
And the Han Fabians are so awesome. They're great.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Emmy Castro, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Vendaval. Tell us about this song before you play.
Actually, we're going to be playing a different tune. Last minute changed. Cuando Pregunten Por Ti is the name of the tune.
This one is Cuando Pregunten Por Ti, means when people ask me about you.
Okay.
That's us. Yeah. We're asking about you.
Yeah. Es cuando una termina una relación y muchas personas que han conocido esa relación preguntan por qué se separaron. De eso trata esa canción.
So this song, it means people were asking for you because when a relationship ends and all the people you know, they ask about that person. And the song asks, what am I going to tell them?
Y uno termina afrontando la soledad.
And you have to confront that solitude.
Outstanding. If you want to be part of the conversation, ask Emmy a question, you could do that right now through the Civic Media app, or just give us a call or a text, 844-967-2789. It's a mini Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. And here's Emmy Castro on Max Inc. Radio.
Cuando pregunten por ti, tú sabes bien que yo no puedo fingir. Y tendré entonces que falsear la realidad para decirles que yo no te supe amar. No creerán, pues saben bien que te amé, que tu querer fue para mí lo mejor. Y qué orgulloso les contaba del amor que tú me dabas, y que tenerte era la gloria, y eso a veces me asustaba. Ya no habrá para mí, ya no habrá otro amor como tú. Yo no sé qué diré cuando todos pregunten por ti. Ya no habrá para mí, ya no habrá otro amor. Por ti, tú sabes bien que yo no puedo fingir.
Y tendré entonces que falsear la realidad para decirles que yo no te supe amar. La, 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 la.
No creerán, pues saben bien que te amé, que tu querer fue para mí lo mejor.
Y qué orgulloso les contaba del amor que tú me dabas, y que tenerte era la gloria, y eso a veces me asustaba. Ya no habrá para mí, ya no habrá otro amor como tú. Por ti ya no habrá.
no habrá otro amor como tú. Yo no sé qué diré cuando todos pregunten por ti, cuando todos pregunten por ti, cuando todos pregunten por ti.
Beautiful. Emmy Castro live in the mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio. That is outstanding. That's great. Thank you
incredible.
So much, Rocker.
I want to know now, what does it mean to be a Peruvian artist?
¿Qué significa ser un artista peruano?
Para mí, ser artista peruana es defender mi cultura, hacer que no muera, prevalecer en el tiempo y también poder llegar a un nivel donde todas las personas puedan escucharlas, tanto adultos como niños, como personas mayores. Y también es nunca olvidar mis raíces. La cultura peruana, yo crecí en la cultura peruana, en la música criolla, y eso cada vez que hago y canto música peruana hace que recuerde mucho a mi familia, cómo crecí, qué viví y las experiencias que me está dejando.
So for me, being a Peruvian musician, first of all, means defending my culture and making sure that it never dies and preserving it. And then also being able to disseminate it and make it so that everyone can listen to it and everyone can appreciate it. From different cultures, but also people young and also old can appreciate it.
Wow. Well, we certainly appreciate it here at Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Now, you have a new single coming out March 14th and an album this summer, and you'll be playing at the Cafe Coda here in Madison on March 14th and then Konamichi Wine Bar in Baraboo on March 22nd. And, let's get right to another song here before we get to the end and run out of time. We have one more song that's called Mama Juanita. Tell us about that song before you play.
Mama Juanita, rhythm de festejo, parte de la cultura peruana también, festejo. Y Mama Juanita es un canto alegre, es un canto, por eso se llama festejo, es festejar, es dar prioridad a la felicidad, a la alegría que se inició dentro de la cultura afroperuana.
So Mama Juanita is a song that's in the rhythm of festejo, which is a very celebratory rhythm, and it's about dancing and having fun, and that joy is also very emblematic and comes from Afro-Peruvian culture.
All right, let's check it out right now. Emmy Castro's live in the mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Just a reminder, Rob Roberts and After Hours is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Live in the lair is Emmy Castro on
Thank
Max
you
Inc.
for invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ay, de la casa de la tía Mariquita, de la casa de la tía Mariquita, salió montado en su burro, mamá Juanita, salió montado en su burro, mamá Juanita. Y a la sombra de los sauces y guarangos, y a la sombra de los sauces y guarangos, se va para el callejón, camino del zarandango, se va para el callejón, camino del zarandango.
Eso es, oiga.
bulla se va para San Rique, ya se va, ella se va. Que la andaría lleva ya, rica chancaca lleva ya, pura y sabroso lleva ya.
I don't know about you, but that got me wanting to dance around a little bit here in the studio. That's awesome.
I saw you shaking it, Jimmy.
Emmy, thank you so much for coming in tonight. It's wonderful to meet you and hear your music and learn about the Peruvian culture a little bit. It's much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the invitation. Para mí es un placer estar aquí compartiendo mi cultura. No saben lo feliz y lo grande que se me hace el corazón.
It's so wonderful to be here, being able to share my culture with you. You don't know how happy that makes me.
Now, how do we follow you guys online? How do we find out your schedule?
¿Cómo te seguimos en línea?
Como Emmy Castro Music en Instagram y en todas las plataformas digitales. Emmy Castro.
Emmy Castro Music on Instagram and all the digital platforms.
That's E-M-Y Castro.
Yes.
And you'll be at Cafe Coda here in Madison March 14th. Konamichi Wine Bar in Baraboo on March 22nd.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You guys were awesome. Such a great performance.
I love you.
Many Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. I'm going to be back with a double dip of Robert J. plus more information about the Mama Cares and Rob Roberts coming up at 10 o'clock. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
In the soul of New Orleans and the spirit of Mardi Gras with the latest Jazz at Lincoln Center Presents concert celebrating the New Orleans Songbook. Led by acclaimed pianist Luther S. Allison and featuring the soulful vocals of Keanu Linnell and Milton Suggs, this concert celebrates the legendary composers and timeless songs that define the Crescent City. New Orleans Songbook, coming to the Grand Theater Wausau Friday, March 21st. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM. W255 DN Wausau.
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Trump administration is now waving its budget-cutting axe at the Department of Health and Human Services. Eskel Hufnagel expects to lose her job Friday.
They are cutting without thought or regard for the actual good work the employee people are doing because they just can't.
CBS's Nicole Killian reports DOGE has been poking around at HHS.
CBS News has learned that the Department of Health and Human Services has granted access to some DOGE associates to a child support database that contains sensitive income information.
The health department also sent out an agency-wide email offering employees $25,000 voluntary buyouts. The Department of Homeland Security has been giving its employees polygraph tests to find out who's been leaking information about immigration raids to the media. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says two alleged leakers will be prosecuted. There was a rally today outside the National